Now from the political race to the race for college hockey glory. In Tampa, Florida tomorrow, this year's field of the top men's teams will be whittled down to two. In Frozen Four action, Union College will meet Ferris State University of Michigan in the afternoon, and then in the nightcap, the University of Minnesota takes on Boston College. Before BC headed south, WBUR's Bill Littlefield caught up with BC head coach Jerry York and filed this report.
Ah, the sounds of hockey in April. In this case, hockey is practiced by one shooter, one goalie, and one assistant coach at Conti Forum on Monday morning. Most of the rest of the members of the BC hockey team were in class at the time, or in the library, or at least that's what head coach Jerry York told me. He was in his office, considering the University of Minnesota team BC will meet tomorrow in Tampa at the Frozen Four.
To be perfectly honest, Bill, they reflect our team. You know, they skate very well, they compete well, they've had good goaltending. We play to win, we don't trap, we don't sit back and say, hey, if we can get to the third period and get a break, we can win a game. We're going to try to win a game early, and so it's going to be a really interesting matchup.
On the eve of the trip to Florida, Coach York was excited about the prospect of a national championship. And no wonder, BC carries into tomorrow's game a 17-game winning streak. Still, he's taken nothing for granted in terms of preparation. This has included team bonding exercises, one of the most recent of which was a group trip to a movie featuring, as the trailer says, real Navy SEALs.
And I thought the Acts of Valor would be a terrific movie to bring the guys to, and sure enough it was. It depicted the SEALs and teammates in groups of seven or eight SEALs together and the sacrifices they make for each other. Now it's war and we're just games, but there's a lot of similarities in good teams that, you know, respect each other and play hard for each other.
Jerry York has also utilized various less dramatic ways to inspire his team. When I asked him whether the 17-game winning streak might have bred overconfidence, he told me that he'd reminded the team of what former New England Patriots linebacker Teddy Bruschi had said about his team's remarkable streak.
He says, listen, we haven't won 24 straight. We've won one game 24 different times.
Coach York's players may be more impressed by cinematic heroics and the musings of football-playing Patriots than some of the opposition skaters because BC's recruits are inclined to be younger. Lots of college coaches pack their rosters with Canadians seasoned by post-secondary school hockey experience, not York.
Most of our players are coming right out of high school. You know, we go after the very top players, and you know, we think that recruiting 18-year-old players, they're more comfortable in the dormitories with other 18-year-old students, but their upside is so much better. Nothing's wrong with the direction some schools take because it's allowed and you can do that, but I'd much rather prefer taking the younger player in.
It's a system that's worked well for Coach York. With 911 career victories, he's college hockey's most successful active coach, and his BC teams have won three national championships. But he's reluctant to promise that this year's squad will match the achievements of their most accomplished predecessors.
Hey, those other teams are pretty good. You know, they got good coaches, they got good players, they got good fan bases. But, I mean, that's a challenge we have. And if you can win a, you know, trophy any time during the year, you're excited about bringing a trophy into your locker room. But if you can win this trophy, this is the shiniest, this is the biggest trophy, but it's the most difficult to get, then it's pretty rewarding. So having said that, I feel good about our club.
Winning 17 games in a row will do that for you. And if BC can prevail in just two more, that shiniest of trophies will return to the Heights. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bill Littlefield.
Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.